Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Abundology Podcast. My name is Renee Spears. I'm a Law of Attraction mentor and spiritual advisor, and I help people be happy and have more money, love, time, and joy in their lives. I'm coming to you from kind of a wet, drizzly Sunday morning in Portland, Oregon, and this is the weekly energy update for the week of March 14th, 2021. Every Sunday, I talk about how the energy is going to be for the week ahead, and I also infuse the show with some positive vibes, so you do get a little positive energy boost just for listening. And today is daylight savings time, and we've had a couple of absolutely beautiful days in Portland, and spring is in the air. Yesterday, there was a new moon in Pisces, which starts a new chapter. New moons give us the opportunity to start over and get clear about our long-term intentions and our goals. Basically, it's your monthly astrological opportunity to manifest your vision. We get that each month when there's a new moon. So this new moon is in the water sign of Pisces, which is symbolized by the fish. Pisces is ruled by the mystical planet of illusion, Neptune. And it also rules the 12th house of spirituality, karma, dreams, and private matters. So people born in Pisces might very well be the most creative, romantic dreamers you've ever met. But they also tend to experience deep feelings, not only their own feelings, but others, because they can sometimes take on the energy of those around them. That said, this new moon is the perfect fertile ground for zeroing in on the practices and the routines that fill our soul and nurture our spirit. This new moon allows us to imagine what could be, to play, to dream, and to create without getting hung up on the game plan and how it's going to work and how we're going to do it. So we're at this time where we get to dream again, finally, after this long year of just surviving. Basically, it's behind us. We made it through, and we're coming to the time where we can start to open up to feel good again and to dream. One of the big things that we need to know about this new moon is it's happening at the same time that Venus, which is the ruler of love and beauty and money, snuggles up with spiritual Neptune. So both of these planets are now in Pisces. So their conjunction brings all things romantic and dreamy. Plus, this new moon will be conjunct Venus. This is the perfect time to focus on pleasure and to what makes you happy and to start a new chapter of increased happiness and permanently raise your vibration so that you can spend the rest of your life in a much better place. So we've come out of this long year of, I don't know, yuckiness. I don't even know if that's a good word to use here. I don't want to start the recording over, but it was yucky this past year. So hard, so horrible. Not a good time to dream, not even an opportunity to dream. So we're finally moving into this much better place. And this astrology in this time gives us this opportunity to raise our vibration permanently. And the key to raising your vibration and your happiness level, drum roll please, is appreciation. The longer that you spend each day in appreciation, the happier you will be. It's as easy as that. And a lot of people start their appreciation practice with a gratitude journal. I'm writing down at least three things you appreciate. A lot of people do this at night. And doing it at night, right before bed, can have a profound effect because you're spending the next few hours of sleeping in that higher appreciation vibration. But that is just the start. The key to staying in gratitude as much as possible. That's the key. Stay in gratitude as much as possible, as much time as possible. So we want to have and do things that keep us in this energy all day. We want to identify the things and the actions that represent an abundant life to us. Things that make us feel fantastic and wealthy and grateful. So one of these things for me is fresh fruit for breakfast. When I have fresh fruit for breakfast, I feel like I have made it in life. I feel so fortunate and wealthy. And even the days where maybe I didn't make it to the grocery and I don't have fresh fruit, I'm grateful because most of the time I do have it. So I use my love for fresh fruit for breakfast to help me stay in appreciation. Hand soap is another source of joy for me, especially this past year when we washed our hands so much. I love scented hand soaps, so much so that when one gets about half empty, I start searching for and shopping for the new scent. And then I get excited when they're delivered and I get to smell them for the first time. I especially love how they smell on my hands when I'm washing my hands. And then afterward, when I can smell my hands with that great scent throughout the day. Okay, is this a weird thing? Yes, but so what? It makes me tremendously happy. I'm so grateful for fresh fruit and hand soap. And spending time appreciating them daily is part of my gratitude practice. It helps me stay in the appreciation vibe, which in turn makes me happier, and then ultimately attracts more good stuff to appreciate, which leads to more happiness, and so on and so on. So the goal is to find things we love and appreciate them. Keep in mind that the longer something keeps you in gratitude, the more value it has, so the longer time period. So fresh flowers can have a profound effect on happiness. They're in our space for days, giving us multiple opportunities to notice and appreciate them. And if they smell wonderful too, then that's just like an extra gratitude opportunity right there. If this is, you see them and you smell them. So one of the best things you can do to influence somebody else's energy, because sometimes that's difficult. Everybody is in charge of their own energy. But if you really want to help somebody out and lift them up, send them flowers. They experience the joy of getting the flowers, and then they have the flowers to appreciate for all the days that they last. This extended period of time enjoying the flowers raises their vibration, and it makes them feel a little bit better. So with that said, I do want to thank Linda for the surprise flowers that she sent almost 2 weeks ago, and I actually have a couple of them that are still live, and now they are next to my bed on my nightstand. So thank you so much, Linda. They definitely raised my vibration. So how do you know which things make you happy? And you might have a better idea of this after a year of COVID and recognizing what's important to you. But one way is to think of yourself as being there, at that place we always seem to be working towards, like when we make it. So when you meet the person, when you buy the home, when you get the raise, when you have the baby, when you pay off the bills, the idea of some magical time in the future when you feel like you've made it. So you want to be happy? Live in that place now. Imagine that time is now. What brings you pleasure now? For me, it's fresh fruit and hand soap. I promise you that it is the simple things in life that makes us happy. When we appreciate them, we spend more time in the high vibing gratitude energy. That's where we want to live, in that high vibing gratitude energy. And if we spend enough time there, then our base energy level increases, making our entire lives happier. So this new moon is the perfect time to make this shift in your life. I recorded a podcast with my great friend and astrologer, Deborah Norton, which I will post in the next 2 days. But basically, she says that this is going to be the best spring of our lifetime. So let's take advantage of this new moon and all the planets moving forward and all the other wonderful astrology that Deb talks about in that podcast. And let's use this time to make permanent shifts in our happiness level. So your job this week is to find things that bring you joy and to add them to your life. Oh my gosh, poor us. Let's find things that bring us joy, that make us happy, and then let's add them into our life as a way to keep us in the gratitude energy all day long. So this is going to be a wonderful week. We finally feel like moving forward and making some long-term positive changes to our lives. You may have some crazy dreams because we do have that Pisces and Neptune, those influences there. And there are going to be some emotional moments. But those emotional, we always think of emotional moments as being, oh my God, emotional, I'm so emotional. No, they can be really super happy, joyful emotional moments too. But damn, life is good. And we get this opportunity to this month to make it better and to have a lasting, permanent effect on your happiness. So I'm going to go wash my hands with my new lemon hand soap. Have a wonderful week. Enjoy it. And allow yourself to just feel happy again. Just take a week or a month or a couple months or this spring to just feel happy again. Have a wonderful week, and I will talk to you again next week.